Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. It's the All-Star break and some NBA players are on the move. Russell Westbrook will sign with the LA Clippers, according to an ESPN report, who also reports the Chicago Bulls are finalizing a deal with Patrick Beverley. Myers Leonard will resume his NBA career with the Milwaukee Bucks, who signed Leonard to a 10-day contract. Leonard hasn't played in the NBA since he used an anti-Semitic slur while playing a video game nearly 2 years ago. Kevin Love will sign with the Miami Heat. Top 25 college basketball, third-ranked Kansas got revenge from an earlier season blowout loss. This time, they handled number 23 TCU, 63-58. Jayhawks coach Bill Self on the difference between this game and the 23-point loss last month.
At least we guarded the rebound for 40 minutes for the most part, and we did a good job on their guys that we felt like could really have big nights.
In the NHL, David Pastrnak scored twice. He's got 40 for the season, and Boston won again 3-1 over Ottawa. Florida topped Anaheim 4-3 in overtime. It was James Reimer stopping 26 shots, leading San Jose to a 4-0 shutout of Seattle. Philadelphia topped Calgary 4-3. New York Islanders over Pittsburgh 4-2. Bo Horvat and Anders Lee scored less than 2 minutes apart in the third period. Lee says his team played a complete game and didn't fold against the Penguins.
Really proud of our guys tonight. It could have gone another way. And we pushed through and we took control and were able to come out with just a big one.
While Winnipeg goalie Connor Hellebuck had a spectacular night, he made 50 saves, leading the Jets past the New York Rangers 4-1.
At this point, we're just taking wins any way they come. Right. We did a lot of good things. We brought some energy and we definitely kept into the outside and controlled the rebound. So, you know, there was definitely a lot of those good block shots, a good PK, power play goal. So there was a lot of good stuff tonight. I know the shots are flopsided, but it was a good team game.
Former San Antonio Spurs and Minnesota Vikings owner Red McCombs has died. He was 91. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.